Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I need a break, Mariella muttered under her breath. She stopped for a breather, and then she leaned over, her hands settling on her knees as she tried to catch her breath. Aiden was walking a little too fast. She was tired of trying to keep up with his pace. This was a walk through the woods, not some marathon. But Aiden just couldn't break his stride until now. He halted in his tracks, and then he turned to look at her. "Oh, yeah?" She nodded. Her hair cascaded down both sides of her face, almost blocking her view of the woods. At the moment, though, the gleam in Aiden's eyes caught her full attention. She stared intently into his face, watching his lips stretch into a smirk. "I thought you liked it fast." He arched his left brow at her as he advanced towards her. What? Mariella straightened her spine. It took a moment for her to fully understand him, and then her cheeks heated up. Oh my gosh, she said. Aiden took another step forward, and then he halted in front of her. His right arm encircled her waist and pulled her so close she fell against his broad chest. So you no longer like it faster, huh? He pulled her even closer. She shook her head. Unless something hard is going inside of me. Aiden didn't say another word. He kissed her instead. The intensity of his kiss instantly knocked her out of breath, out of balance. She held on to him for support, her fingers digging into his skin. Once she regained balance, she kissed him back. Her kiss was hard and deep, her lips sliding along every inch of his own lips. He pulled her so close, she could feel an unmistakable hardness in his pants. At the feel of it, her breath caught in her throat. In her moment of astonishment, her lips detached from his, and a whoosh of warm breath escaped her. She looked down at his groin to see the hardness pressing against her, and then he grasped her right hand. He placed it between his legs, letting her feel his erection. He sucked in a raspy breath, his stomach clenching in response to the deepness of his breath. "This is what you do to me," he said. Mariella had been dating Aiden for 3 years. And found it intriguing that he was still as attracted to her as he had been when their relationship was still at its infancy. She considered this the best part of their relationship. "You're so hard," she whispered. She looked up into his eyes. "Fix your shit," he said. His voice was firm, painting his words as an order. Mariella giggled. She could already feel her pants dampening as she thought about taking him between her legs. And then, she felt her throat tighten with thirst. She gulped, a little undecided, but it only took a moment for her to decide which hole called dibs on the thick, girthy rod. She finally decided to take him in her mouth, drive him crazy with mind-blowing blowjobs, and then let him fuck her pussy. She moved her hand around his cock, and then she glanced around. Finding no one in sight, she turned back around to look at him. Her eyes had barely even met his when he whirled her around and rammed her into a tree. Her breasts were flat against the tree, her nipples tightening beneath her black sleeveless top. Aiden's needy hands roamed the sides of her body. He peppered kisses down the left side of her neck, worked his way to her shoulder, and hissed his way toward her upper arm. He played around with the thin strap of her top, and for a moment, it seemed he would slip the strap down her arm. But then he let go of it and proceeded to caress the sides of her body yet again. Once he found her jiggly ass, he spanked her left ass cheek. Her denim shorts watered down the pleasure she would otherwise derive from being spanked, but a soft whimper slipped through her lips anyway. He moaned into her ears, his stubbled beard prickling her and making her skin twice as sensitive. His fingers slipped to the front of her shorts, undid her button, and then proceeded to undo the zipper. He slipped the fabric down her thighs, taking her panties along with it. The fabric had barely even made it to Mariella's ankles when she felt the hardness of his cock against her ass. It settled in her ass crack, splitting her ass cheeks apart. Aiden moaned, his voice gruff and orgasmic, as he kept working his cock up and down her ass crack. Her knees turned rubbery, prompting her to grab the tree as though her whole life depended on it. She arched her back, and then she gyrated against him, her ass jiggling against his cock as she kept grinding into him. His voice trembled as he moaned, and then he couldn't take it anymore. He grabbed her ass, positioned her for some mindless penetration, and then his cock slipped all the way to her pussy. By the time his cock made it to her pussy, it had already soaked up all of her juices. He planted his cock at her opening. She heaved a breath, and her pussy quickly tightened around the tip of his cock. He inched his way inside of her, his cock moving so slowly, she could feel each throbbing vein against her slippery walls. "Oh gosh," he muttered. "You're wet as fuck, baby." Aiden shoved his full length inside of her. She flung her head back and bit back a moan, only to feel his hand wrap around her hair. He pulled hard at her hair as he fucked her against the tree. He pounded hard and fast and did not pull out even for a moment. Not until he emptied himself inside of her. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.